Good morning. Welcome everybody this morning, visitors included. It's good you could all come out and worship here this morning. Thanks, Derek, for those songs. Got a Sunday school lesson back on faith again this morning. It's been that way the past couple weeks. And I'm not sure how you all of you view this faith factor, but sometimes it gets... We have a tendency to kind of throw it around real loosely. Oh, about 2-3 weeks ago, if you'd have walked in my warehouse, you'd say, boy, that's getting pretty low. And it was. A couple phone calls, 3 or 4 tractor trailer loads later, and it's stacked to the ceiling. My supplier had confidence in me. I had confidence in my bank that they were extending credit. My bank has confidence in my ability to sell. I have confidence that the farmers will pay. And the ball will get back to where it started. Open your Bibles, if you would. The fourth chapter of Romans. We're going to start here at verse 16 and read to the end of the chapter. Romans 4, 16 through 25. So people receive God's promise by faith. This happens so the promise can be a free gift. Then all of Abraham's children can have that promise. It is not only for those who live under the law of Moses, but for anyone who lives with faith like that of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written in the scriptures, I am making you a father of many nations. This is true before God, the God Abraham believed, the God who gave life to the dead and who creates something out of nothing. There was no hope that Abraham would have children. Abraham believed God and continued hoping, so he became the father of many nations. As God told him, their descendants will also be too many to count. Abraham was almost 100 years old, much past the age of having children, and Sarah could not have children. Abraham thought about all, but his faith in God did not become weak. He never doubted or stopped believing that God would keep his promise. He grew strong in his faith and gave praise to God. Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what he had promised. So God accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. Those words, God accepted Abraham's faith, were written not only for Abraham, but also for us. God will accept us also because we believe in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Jesus was given to die for our sins, and he was raised from the dead to make us right with God. When you read that account of Abraham and Sarah, when the Bible says Sarah was old, I believe Sarah was old. I mean, we can sit here and try to talk us out of it and say, well, you know, the Book of World Records, somebody was 75 years old. I don't really know where it was. But the Book of World Records said the record for 75. I believe Sarah was 105. The point I'm trying to make, when we view faith this morning, faith is not just believing the impossible. Faith is trusting in the impossible because God said so. Think about that when you study your Sunday school lesson this morning. Just a note here, which brought to my attention, Norman Scherzer's in the hospital this morning. Don't know a lot of details other than he was dizzy. What that all means, I'm not sure. But for a man Norman's age, that could be serious. So we just want to remember him here this morning also. He is back home, so that's good too. So, but anyways, we're thankful for that. So let's pause for a moment of prayer here this morning. God, we again want to, you know, thank you for the opportunity we can come together as a congregation, as a group, and God, we continue to lift Norman to you and Myrna and the family also, and Father, we're grateful that it was not didn't appear to be serious, and Norman can be back home again and resting well, and just pray your presence there that he can continue to recuperate and be back to his normal self and in the near future. God, just bless our Sunday school hour this morning as we study this faith thing a little deeper, and hopefully, God, we can become a better understanding of that, and bless each teacher that put the time into studying this lesson, and for each person that came out this morning. We're going to lift up the rest of the service to you too, for those that have responsibility, and for the ways that bring the message, and pray your blessing in them also. In your name we pray, amen.